Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine.
They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Silver of gold, the blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy, most of all, Yeah. Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Pastor Apostle Elect, Donnell Douglas. We are encouraged, inspired, strengthened you through the Word of God, what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited to have this opportunity to come into your homes and businesses. Maybe you guys are driving to work and you're listening in to us. We want to say thank you so much for your continued support and continued calling in and being a part of here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, we're just excited on today because this is our Man of Monday broadcast. Amen. Listen, we have with us none other than my friend, our brother, here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection and the Abba House family, none other than Apostle Peter Joseph will be with us shortly. Listen, guys, I'm telling you right now, this man of God has a word for us on today. Not only just is he a great man of God with his ability to exegete the word, but he is also a financial guru, if you would, if we could use that this morning, a financial guru. He will release all of that to you guys once he gets on the broadcast on this morning. I'm just telling you right now, we are just excited about what God has done. He has spoke some great things into our life, and they're coming to pass. We thank God for the prophetic gift that is on his life as well. We thank God for him just being who God has called him to be, and we're just excited to call him friend. We're excited to call him brother. We're excited to call him our one of our guests to come on, to have him to come and to bless the people on today. Listen, get a pen, get a piece of paper, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And listen, guys, right now, as we always, you know how we do, we want you to get your mindset, your heart set to come in and to share on this morning in the word and in, excuse me, in what God is doing on this morning. So as always, we like to pray before we get started. So lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this time to come and to share your word with these, your people. Father, we pray today, God, that not only will you give us a foundation word, God, but you would give us a word that will change our hearts, change our minds. God, set us in a place in you like only you know how. Give us the grace and the ability to stand, not just to stand, but, Father, to withstand in the place, God, that you have called us to stand in. God, we understand and know, God, the enemy's desire to come in and to sift us like wheat. But we understand that you interceded for us. You prayed for us in that moment, God. And so we thank you right now, God, for the not just any intercession, but the great intercession that you have done and you have spoke over in and through our lives on today. And Father, we thank you for the connection to you. God, we understand. We know, God, that it is you and you alone that have done what you've done. God, and you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask of him. Give us this morning, God, our daily bread. God, we ask that you would give us our daily bread, God. God, we thank you for the daily bread that you give us, God. God, on this morning, as we partake of this word and partake of this day, that you would give us the strength to stand and to withstand in the moment and in the time that we need to stand. Amen, amen. And amen. God bless you. And as always, we have our morning scripture. Our morning scripture will be coming from John, the 15th chapter and the 5th verse. I'm pretty sure that you guys have heard this in your hearing before, but let us read the King James Version. And it simply says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Yes, that did something to my spirit this morning. Listen, I'm not going to expound on it too long, but I want you to know something. It is not until you get into a relationship with God that your fruit on your tree will make sense. I'm going to say that again. It's not until you get into the relationship with God, that the fruit on your tree will make sense. You have to get into a place to where you're allowing God, my God, today, I feel this in the city of my never die. So you have to get into a place to where you allow God to be the focal point, the visionary for your life. He said, I am the vine, and when you abide in me, he said, and when I abide in you and you abide in me, he said, you will bring forth much fruit. Let me bless you to your blessed place. We can bring forth fruit, and the fruit that we bring forth may not be the fruit that we come on here. Come on in the room for a second. Get your cup of coffee, get your glass of water, get you your lemonade, your Powerade, whatever you got to get you. I want you to have a seat and listen to this real quick. It's not until we stand in a rightful place that we need to stand in order for us to get to where we need to be. We have to abide in him. We abided in everything else all this time and brought forth all the negativity, all the wrongness, all the stuff that we should. And then watch this. And then we try to figure out why our life's so jacked up, why we got so much going on. It's because we're abiding in the wrong place. And it's not until, come here, let me bless you. It's not until we change our mindset and abide in the right place. Where are, my question to you this morning, and I'm going to leave this alone, where are you standing at? And if you find out where you're standing, if you understand why the fruit that you've been bearing all this time is not good fruit. Amen. That's it. That was my soapbox moment for this morning. That was my soapbox moment this morning. We would like to also thank those of you all that are calling in, those of you that are coming on. Remember, call a friend, tell a neighbor. Those of you all that are listening to us via the World Wide Web, listen. If you have any questions that you would like to ask the man of God once he gets on, you can do so by calling 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to ask your question. If you have a question, or press, you want to have prayer, or you want to just share your testimony, or maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast has blessed you. We would be excited to have you come on and to speak and say whatever the Lord is laying on your heart to speak and say. Amen? Amen. So we would also like to acknowledge all of our great countries. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our heart. Pastor and myself, we want to tell you thank you. We want to tell you thank you. We want to tell you thank you publicly and just tell you thank you for all of the support. All of the support of all of you great countries, all of you great missionaries, all of you great pastors and apostles that is across this country that you have listening in. And we understand that in some of these places are rural countries, and to have the gospel of Jesus Christ to be preached, or to even listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to even read the Bible in some of the countries that you guys are listening to could cost you your life. And we want to say we are praying for you. We're thanking God that God is going to turn the hand of the taskmaster. We're thanking God that he's going to turn the mindset of the ones that are in power to understand that the only way that they're going to be able to elevate and get to where they need to be is, watch this here, is to put God first in everything they do. Put Jesus in the front of their life. Put Jesus as a focal point of their life that they may be able to walk in what God is calling them to walk into. Amen? Amen. Listen, we want to just say thank you guys so much and appreciate you so much. So here are these great countries that are listening. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we got Japan, we got South Korea, we got Israel, I'm sorry, we got Ireland, and we got India. Thank God for each and every last one of you that are listening in. And our prayer is that something is said throughout this broadcast will bless you. Something is said in this broadcast will bring life to you. Something in this broadcast will bring strength to you. We're just excited about what God has done and the doors that God is opening for us here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And listen, guys, we want to say thank God for everything that he is doing in our life, because we understand that there's no goodness of our own that have brought us to this place. But we know that it's nothing but the will of God. And we thank God for we thank God for his mercies and his continued graces, that he stands with us and for us in what we're doing in this time. Right now, we want to just say thank you. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we be back, we will have with us none other than Apostle Peter Joseph will be with us to speak life and to speak power into you on this morning. Amen. So we'll be right back. You guys stay with us. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say Amen.
No, you've got a word.
Amen.
That is let the believers say, hey, amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Pastor Bishop Marvin Lyons, let the church say amen. Listen, we cannot hold the man of God any longer. He is on the line. He is here. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor to come on in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. If you have any questions, if you want to just share your testimony or you just want to speak with the man of God on this morning, you have a question that you need answered, we will be glad to help you this morning. We don't want you to leave the same way you came. Amen. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Call somebody and tell somebody the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Listen. I'm going to go ahead on and relinquish my stand on this morning. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our friend, our brother here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection and the Outer House International, none other than our brother, Apostle Peter Joseph. Apostle, are you there?
God bless you. Yes, we are. Thank you so much, Apostle Douglas. I thank you for this opportunity and for this chance to be here with you on this morning for this Man Up Monday here on the 21st of February. It's a blessing to be here with you all, and wherever you are all over the world, I want you to put in mind as we go through this day that I am a success as defined by God, not by man. Let me say that again. That's what we're going to talk about. I am a success defined by God, not by man. And we want to make sure that you have that in your heart, have that in your mind. Listen, we know this is internet radio. You can go and look and dial in a number, call in, venture in, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, share that number with them as we go through the next few moments here, next 30, 45 minutes, talking about and expounding the Word of God. And I once again want to thank Apostle Douglas for the invite and for being on the Worldwide Network, and for all of the things that God is doing for us. I'm telling you, there is a movement happening in the kingdom of God for the believer, a transfer of wealth. God spoke to me last year, last September. He said, son, I need you to prepare yourself because 2022 will be the year of double portion, double anointing. Somebody didn't catch that right there. Double portion, double anointing. All the things that have happened because we've been in this pandemic for over 2 years. We're still in the pandemic. We have people that have over 5 million people have died because of COVID alone, let alone other deaths that come along. So people are leaving here. Here in the U.S., we hit the mark of 930,000 people have died from this pestilence that's in the land already. So what is it that I am talking about? God says, listen, I want to give you double for your trouble. If you believe, if you do the things that's necessary, if you define your success by my will, not by what men say, then you will receive double portion, double anointing. I need you to declare that and believe that and walk in that this morning, because that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to focus on, that true definition of success. And I don't want to act like that I am the total and complete author of this idea. I'm going to share with you some passages from a brother of mine and give you this speech and speak this word into your life so that you can be successful. And yes, this is prosperity gospel. This is something I want you to get out of your mind of being prosperous. Prosperous is not a curse. You ask God to prosper you all the time, then why do you look down upon the method and the methodology in which he prospers you and how it looks? Oh, I don't want to get all caught up in jewelry and houses and land. Well, don't get caught up in jewelry, houses, and land, but it's nothing wrong with having it. Let me say that again for the people in the balcony. It's nothing wrong with having it. That's what you aspire to. You don't want to live in poverty. We are not serving a God of poverty. However, we are serving God that wants our lives to be enriching to others. Let me say that again. He wants our lives to be enriching to others. So therefore, our success is not necessarily is not going to be defined by man's outward appearance of success or by man's thinking what success is. It's going to be defined by what God says our success is. And as long as you are walking in the will of God, then hear this now. When you walk in the will of God, you open up so many avenues of prosperity because you're not serving a poor God. You're serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, who will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive it. But if your mind is stuck on success as defined by men, then you're not successful. Many people have tried to define success and all its implications. However, success of God is not the same as success of the world. The two are far apart in meaning and application altogether. One thing that differentiates the two is this: while godly success is permanent, world success is temporal. Godly success is when you're successful in God, that's a permanent thing. No man can take it from you. But worldly success can be lost in the stock market, can be lost in the war, can be lost due to sickness. But when you're successful in God, no man can take that from you. Anyone who has decided to pursue true wealth and riches regards failure as the worst enemy. The worst failure is not the failure that usually occurs at the beginning or middle of a journey. The worst failure is that one that strikes at the end of a journey when success is expected. There was a man, Aristotle Onassis, who was a shipping tycoon who was worth $1 billion. He owned houses and villas and apartments in various cities, the luxurious Lonian Island, priceless arts. He owned the island. And the world's most expensive yacht this man had. It was 325 feet, called a Christiana. It had luxurious bathrooms, outfitted in Sienna marbles and gold-plated faucets. He started his life with only $60 in his pocket to then become one of the world's wealthiest men. Aristotle was rarely without beautiful and famous women all around him. He once made this proclamation. He said, "It is the people with money who are the royalty now." In his quest for riches, he built his entire life around a foundation that was not godly or solid. Time magazine even reported that he began to feel the heat in 1973, and his life changed dramatically when his son was killed in a plane crash. That means his wealth could not prevent his sadness. Y'all gonna catch this after a while. All the money he had, once his son was killed in a plane crash, he felt lost. He aged overnight. His health failed. His business acumen failed. Along with all that happening, his son dies, and then the Arab oil price market crashed and affected his shipping industry. That business he built up and robbed him of his money. He's a billionaire. This 1973, so in all of his life, building up all of this, in a two-year span, he went from being one of the wealthiest men on the planet, as described as successful men on the planet, as prescribed by man, and in 2 years, in March of 1975, he died. 1973, his son dies. 1975, he dies. His assets dropped from an estimated $1 billion to $200 million during his last years on earth. Which goes to show money is not everything. my success is not predicated. I am not defined as being success because I have material things. I'm defined as successful. Come on, somebody. I'm so defined as successful when I allow God to manifest himself in my life. Most rich men in the world fail miserably because they fail to build their lives and businesses around God. The passage of scripture in the book of John, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3, that reads as this, and I'm going to read it for you. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. But no man can do these things, these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, people are going to be in awe about material things, in awe about what they see, but can they see Jesus in you? Can they see God reigning in your life? Can they see God manifesting in your life? Except you be born again, you are not defined as being successful because your life is hanging on a temporal plane that can be here today and gone tomorrow. But when you have that relationship in God, when you have that trust and belief in God, when you are walking in God, you will forever be in the kingdom of God. Psalms 39, verse 5 and 6 says it like this, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walked in a vain show, and surely they are disquieted in vain. He heaped riches up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. Your wealth should include your relationship. Your wealth should include your children. Your wealth should include all the people that's under your care. Not just what you have physically. Not just what you have in your bank account. That's not your wealth. Because if that's your wealth, what happens if everything around you crashes? You find out those relationships were important. No matter how much money you made or how much of a reputation you have, when you fail to help your children, when you fail to help the people under your care grow in the right direction, you are a failure. It is not that so much of you in the pages of newspapers or massive properties all over the world that you've acquired or having money in the bank. What matters is how much of your godly character, how much of your godly character is used to lead people to God. What can I see? How am I defining myself as a success? I'm only successful when I'm walking in the will of God. The true definition of my success is not by what man says. It's what God says. Let me tell you something. To be remarkably successful, other people must succeed through you. Y'all didn't catch that. It's not all about you being in lights. It's not all about you having the fancy cars and clothes. It's not all about you. But how many people have you brought out of poverty yourself? How many people have you brought out of darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ? How many people have you helped come out of the stench and stain of sin? You must help people find God. Unless more people come to maturity and have testimony of good relationship with God, no one should count himself a successful person. No man or woman should count themselves as successful unless you've shown somebody the goodness of the Lord. Unless you've shown somebody how good God has been to you. The greatest testimony we have, the greatest impact we have is when we say, look what the Lord has done for me. Look what God has done and how he's wrought a miracle in my life. If he can do it for me, he can do the same thing for you. Let me show you just how good God has been. I'm getting happy already. Let me calm myself down. I don't want to go to my preacher voice yet. I want to make sure you understand the principles of success. And we are not to be impoverished in order to be blessed. We are supposed to be wealthy and blessed. Wealthy not just in our bank account, but our relationship. Wealthy not just in our properties, but we are prosperous with our people that God introduces us to. The book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, verse 16 through 19 reads as thus. It says, and the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. See, God wants to bless you, but he wants to put his blessing in somebody that's going to bless somebody else. He didn't save you just for you to have the title of evangelist and apostle and prophet. He didn't save you to have somebody carrying your briefcase and people standing in the ring. He saved you to make sure you go out and spread the word and look what God can do in your life when you say yes to him. We are so caught up in the material thing, but you have to understand the material is just an outward experience, an outward expression of the relationship that we have with God. Let me say that again so you won't get confused. I'm not saying that you having a lot of money means you're saved. I'm saying that you're able to go and express to people, as I continue to walk in the will of God, he allowed these things to come into my life to bolster that I am serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Why are you waiting to die to enjoy the blessings of the Lord? Scripture said the blessing of the Lord will make us rich and add no sorrow. That's what the scripture says. The scripture says money answers all things. That's what the scripture says. So why is it that we don't adhere? Here's the thing. We don't adhere truly to serving God with all of our heart, serving the Lord with all of our mind and our soul, making sure that we're walking in the anointing and the blood of Jesus, and watch Jesus, watch God do great things through our life. Go back to my text. The success of Abraham was based on his ability to communicate God to his children and his household. That's why it's vitally important, people, not to get caught up in these worldly definitions of what a family is. You have men with men and women with women. That's not the definition of God's success. How can you teach your household the blessing of the Lord if you're living in sin? Have people living out of wedlock and living in lives of fornication and lasciviousness, and yet and still you want to stand and tell me that God is on your side. It's an oxymoron. There's a construct that God set in place for us to be successful. I'm going here, you know. There's a construct that God set in place for us to be successful. Man shall leave his family and cleave to his wife. He will find that wife, and those two together will bear fruit. They will bear children, and that man, watch this, will now teach his children. And when as he teaches his children, he instills in them the principles that God gave him. What's the woman's role? The woman's role is to make sure that the man is right with God so that he can teach. That's why the help meet. And when the man is in the position to teach his household, the woman is in position, amen, to undergird him and birth out more and more success in ministry, more and more success in the world. Why? Because that man now becomes a father of nations. And it's not necessarily the children that she births out physically, but that man and woman working in tandem can teach and grow the kingdom of God and show the wealth of God through the family, through the construct of serve God amen, and be fruitful and multiply, and I'll make your seed plentiful on the earth. I'll make everything that your hand puts to do to be successful in God. Let's go through this. Let's go through this. The generation of Sodom and Gomorrah failed because they could not communicate with God. They could not. They refused to communicate with, because they wanted to. They wanted to have live riotous lives. So when you live a filthy life, how are you communicating with God? How are you being successful when everything you're doing is leading to destruction and despair in your life? J.R. Miller once said, "The only thing that walks back from the tomb and refuses to be buried is the character of a man. The character of a man outlives him. It cannot be buried." Don't think I know what I'm talking about? Let's look at some of our historical figures. Here we are in the month of February here in the U.S., and we're celebrating Black History Month. One of our more famous authoritative figures here in the U.S. is Martin Luther King. His character has outlived the man. You look at Adolf Hitler. I don't know Hitler as personal. Some people may say, well, you know, but his character, what he did, outlived the man. I'm talking about Man Up Monday. It's time to man up. Your character will outlive your life. So what will you be known for? Who will you have known to impact? In what way would you have impacted him? John C. Maxwell once said, "The bottom line in leadership is not how far we advance ourselves, but how far we advance others." A rich man's success is not measured with how much money he has in the bank, but how much of his money is invested on others. A rich man's success is measured with how many people he made rich and not how much riches he had and not how rich he was. Because if I can build up my children, if I can build up my family, if I can build up my neighbor, if I can build up people through showing them principles that God has given me, then guess what? I've made myself wealthier. Then I see, there's a difference between being rich and being wealthy. Rich can be like our friend Alexander Onassis. He was rich, but his castle was built up upon sand, and the economy, the market crashed him, and he lost he went from $1 billion to $200 million. I say, well, man, $200 million, that's a lot of money, but he was $1 billion. So when you hit a billion and you're in wealth cannot be erased by a pestilence. Wealth cannot be erased by a drought. Wealth cannot be erased by death. Wealth cannot be erased. It's like your character. If you're just rich, rich can be erased, but wealth cannot be erased. It goes on from generation to generation. Who are you imparting these things? If you want to keep your wealth, keep it inside of human beings, not in banks or on perishable things. We'll go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, 19 through 20. It says it like this: "When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the works of thine hand. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow." You don't have to take everything with you. I teach a class every Monday, a wealth building class. I teach forex trading, and if anyone knows, you can follow me on Facebook and inbox me, and that's Peter Joseph on Facebook. You can inbox me and find out more information. But what I teach people, we are to make sure that we're building wealth one bit at a time, and in that we are investing in other people. Because the more people I have around me that's not asking me for money, and the more people I have around me that I can show how to make money, the less I have to give it away. Because what? I built up a wealth community around me. When you use your riches to help others, God remembers you in times of trouble. Wealth and riches are from God and are entrusted in your hands so that all humanity can benefit from it. If you do not have this mind, God may not entrust true riches into your hands. He won't trust it. The First Chronicles 29, verse 12 says it like this: both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reigns over all. And in thine hands is power and might. And in thine hands it is to make great and to give strength unto all. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. That's verse 28 if you drop down in First Chronicles. And the Bible says Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead. Who are they talking about? David. Full of days, riches, and honor. When you honor God, when you serve God, let no man seek his own, but every man another man's wealth. A little that hath that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. That's Psalms 37 and 16. Also, I read you 1 Corinthians 10 and 24. Riches, wealth, and honor come from who? God. That's the definition of success. That's what we got to man up. We got to change our mentality. It's not defined by how many people in your church. How many people have you actually helped in your church? How many people have you actually helped in your ministry? If you're an apostle, you're a pastor, and your congregation, you have a large congregation, good for you. But how many preachers and ministers and evangelists in your church have you been able to send out, and they've been able to start their own ministry because you have funded them, because God has blessed you, and you want to see the kingdom increase? You got to use other people and show other people, this is what God does with me, and God gets the glory. When you position yourself to use God's provision very well, God will make you great. David was a very meek man. He was a man after God's own heart, and God made sure he lacked nothing. He used God's gift to glorify God, and he died in good old age, full of days, in riches and honor. Now listen, we know the story of David. We know David went through some tumultuous times, but David went through tumultuous times. Why? Because he let sin get in his way. He stopped seeking God. He stopped searching for God and got in his flesh. And all of King David's riches couldn't save his family, from his house, from being in turmoil. Son turned again and tried to kill him. Absalom, he had, because sin will desire to rip that wealth from you, he'll try to come in. But David said, listen, no matter what, Lord, forgive me. See, that's one thing. When you see you've made a mistake, say, God, forgive me. God, come to more of my life. Come to more of my heart. Come to more of my soul. Don't let me be caught up in this foolishness. Mm-hmm. Don't let me be caught up in these treacherous and evil ways. But let me walk in you. Let me talk in you. Let me live in you the right way, so that I can be blessed, so that I can hear from you, so that I can feel your presence, so that I can feel your anointing, because I want to be wealthy. I'm going to get up out of here. I don't have too much longer. Amen. What we want to make sure we understand that, amen, we are just like David, be brave, courageous, and bold to lead the children of Israel to subdue God's enemies. His major secret in his victory in his life was that he regarded and fought Israel's enemy as God's enemies. In addition, he dictated the spoils of war to the Lord. He said here in 1 Chronicles 18:11, he said, listen, what he'll do here, he said, them also King David dedicated unto the Lord with the silver and the gold that he brought from all these nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines and from Amalek. Every man in Ecclesiastes 5 and 19 says, every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is a gift from God. I'm talking to you today. I want you to understand, David did not seek for his welfare or build empires to himself. He sought for the welfare of God's people and determined to satisfy both the weak and strong. Are you looking to be wealthy just for you, or are you looking for God to bless you so you can bless somebody else? Come on, somebody. I want you to understand the true definition of success. A wicked man can accumulate the whole world and yet will not be satisfied. However, a godly person shares the little he has, and no one should be rich for himself alone. It is a gift from God to be satisfied and contend with that, with what the Lord has given you. If you do not distribute your wealth the way God, who has provided them, wants, he will send his enemies into your house with a curse upon your wealth. 1 Samuel 2:32 says like this, and thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thine house. Psalm 62:10 says it like this, trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. I got to get up out of here. Don't set your heart upon riches, because enemies can intrude at the peak of your riches and wealth or at your old age. But listen, enemies can operate externally or internally. Yeah, one of your children could be used to destroy all that you gathered in your life, and your family would be ruined prematurely. But because the heart of the wicked is in his wealth, he will die in sorrow as the enemy wastes his riches. The enemy in the house of the wicked will waste all that he is invested in his children and grandchildren. His wealth and goods, things in his house will go into captivity because he refused to use them to honor the Lord. What are you saying? God wants to transfer. God wants to give us wealth. God wants to give us strength. God wants to give us an anointing. God wants to give us a power, amen, that will supersede anything that we have. And if I get to close this, I'm getting ready to get out of here, Pastor Douglas, and I feel my help coming on, because I want to make sure that you understand that my wealth and my riches, my anointing is not determined by men, but it's determined by the will of God. And when you understand that God is on your side, when you understand that God is working on your behalf, when you understand that God is working in you, then you can begin to really understand the wealth that God has for you, and all their wealth and all their little ones, according to Genesis 34:29, and all their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in their house. When you don't give God everything, he will cause the enemy to come in and take things out of your house. He will cause you to lose because you define success by what other men have said. When you don't acknowledge God, you will find that the will of the people will supersede the will of God. And when you let the will of the people supersede the will of God, what you're really undertaking and doing, you're letting evil supersede and take over your life. Because my Bible says that we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And the wages of sin is death. But there is a good thing that comes out of that. The Bible said that the gift of God is eternal life. And I don't have to die being broke. I don't have to die in poverty. But what I have a riches in the kingdom of God. I have an anointing that will allow me to have ideas and will birth forth ideas, and it will bring me forth before great men. Just like he did in Esther, the 10th chapter, and the 3rd verse, he said, for the Mordecai the Jew was the next unto King Aspharius, and the great among the Jews, and accepted the multitude of the brethren, speaking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. That's how God transferred the wealth of the wicked to the godly people. He would use them for the welfare of the people. So when you think of the definition of success, and I got to get out of here because I don't want you to be held too long, but what I want you to see, that God will make everything right in your life when you seek and serve him. And the wealth that he has for you, the peace that he has for you, the blessing that he has for you cannot be judged by men, cannot be verified by men, and cannot be justified by men. But when it's all said and done, and when you look back over your life, that character of serving God will come through in every situation, and you'll begin to see God move and send deliverance through your house, because you'll speak life into somebody else, and you will speak healing into somebody else, and that will cause wealth to be transferred. and you're transferring the goodness of Jesus. And all you have to do is make sure you turn to somebody and say, look what the Lord has done in my life. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And it tastes like honey in the rock. Well, I'm getting out of here. And I appreciate you, Apostle Douglas, for allowing me this opportunity and chance. And I don't take this for granted, but what I would say unto you all, wherever you are in the world, seek the Lord for his wealth and riches, and make sure you are walking in the anointing and power of God, that your success is defined by your service unto God. Your success is defined by your prayer life unto God. Your success is defined by how many people you win to God. And you show them that God will take care of you. You show them that God will work everything out in your life. You show them that God will make sure everything is working in your favor. And when the enemy tries to come in, like a foot, the Bible says that he will lift up a standard before you. That standard is, as I serve the Lord, I cannot be defeated. As I serve the Lord, I cannot die out. As I serve the Lord, I cannot go under. As I serve the Lord, I will not go beneath. Because the Bible tells me in the 23rd Psalm that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Some of you need to lie down in the instruction of God. Feel that green pasture. Eat of the health of God. Let him lead you beside the still waters. When you get beside the still waters, you can be planted just like a tree. And let the rivers of the water flow. Let the waters of the rivers flow. Lead them beside the still waters. Let the Lord restore your soul. Let him lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Not for anybody else, but God wants to take you to another level. Not for anything else, but God wants to bless you and take you higher. Not because somebody did it for you, but God will do it for you. You prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And my Bible says he'll anoint your head with oil and your cup will run over. Surely, somebody say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And somebody say, I can dwell because God has shown it to me. I can dwell because God has been real to me. I can dwell because God has blessed me. And it's God that I give my life to. And it's God that I serve with all my heart. And I lean not to my own understanding. I acknowledge him in all my ways. And he shall direct my path. That's my time. I got to get out of here. I got to go. I've been with you long enough. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that you understand that this is the definition of success, that we define success by our servitude to God. We define success by allowing God to work in us. We define success by allowing God to manifest in our lives. And he will cause us to be wealthy, and he will cause us to be wise. He will cause us and bring us to points of wisdom in which God can bless us more and more. I thank you. I appreciate you, Apostle Douglas. Thank you for this time. Hopefully and prayerfully, I said something that will be encouraging to you. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our souls. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare a blessing upon their lives. I decree and declare miracles upon the lives of these that are listening to my voice. Thus saith the Lord, I will be your God through all your lifetime. Yes, even when your hair is white with age, I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and be your Savior. And we say yes to God. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I decree and declare the promises of God, divine protection upon your life, divine healing upon your life, divine deliverance upon your life in the name of Jesus. We live in the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. This I declare, that he alone is our refuge, our fortress, our place of safety. He is our God, and I am trusting him completely. Lord, rescue me from every trap of those chasing my life and destiny, and protect me from deadly disease. God, be my shield, my shelter, be my wings, for we know his truthful promises are my shield. Henceforth, I will never be afraid for the terrors of the night, nor for the dangers of the day, nor dread the plagues of darkness, nor disasters in the noonday. Thou, though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000 die around me, the evil will not touch me. Premature death will not come close to my house. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not share in it. For Jehovah is my refuge. I choose him above all gods to shelter me. Evil will not come near my dwelling, for the angels are under instruction to protect me wherever I go. They will protect me with their hands. I will not stumble or dash my foot against a stone. When I meet a lion or step on a poisonous snake, yes, even trample them beneath my feet, no harm will befall me. For the Lord says, because he loves me, he will rescue me. He will make me great because I put my trust in him. And when I call on him, he will answer. He will be with me in trouble and rescue me and honor me. He will satisfy me with a full, healthy, and long life at the end, and I will receive his salvation in the name of Jesus. For I know this, that the will of the Lord will never take me, where the grace of God cannot keep me. And it is so, and it cannot be otherwise. God bless you. God keep you. You're back in the hands of Apostle Douglas here on the Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. My God, today. The wealth of this world is nothing to compare to the worth of our God. Man, that was so profound and powerful. You know, we get it mixed up, and so many times we get it mixed up. We get it mixed up. We get the point that the riches are there, but we cannot let the riches become our life. We can't let the riches become our life, man. I was sitting here and just like a sponge, man, just engulfing everything that you said about how important it is that we don't let our riches become the rule of our life, and we don't include the people that need to be included in our life to be able to fully understand what riches is for. Riches is not for you to just sit on it and just have it and not be able to bless other people. And I thank God that you mentioned about being your classes and how to teach people how to become financially stable. You know, that we don't have to, you know, that old saying where we were growing up, my grandfather used to say this all the time. He said, you can give a man a fish and he'll eat for today. You teach a man to fish, and he'll eat for the rest of his life. If you give a man a fish today, he'll eat for today. But if you teach a man to fish, he can eat for the rest of his life. And that's the concept that you gave to us this morning. That's the concept you gave to us this morning. Man, we're just blessed. We're just blessed by this opportunity to have you impart that type of power into us on this morning. Not just financially sound, but we're spiritually sound. Now we're not like the fool when his money is departed. We're not like that fool in his money. We know what needs to be done when we are blessed to be in a place to where we need to be blessed at to be financially sound. Thank God for you, man. I really do. We thank God for you here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank God, man, just for the opportunity for you to impart life this morning, God. We thank God for that, man. Listen,
thank you.
We're going to pray for you, God. We're going to pray for you. And after we pray, I want you to share how they can get in contact with you, how they can get in touch with you, throughout all of the media and all that social media and all that stuff we got that you are connected with. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this great weapon of warfare that you have set among us on this morning. God, we thank you for his tenacity in your word. God, we thank you for astuteness in your word. We thank you for his capability to exegete this text in the way that he did, God, to give people a sound mind on this morning, to let the people know that even in the place where they are right now, God can bring you to a better place. But when you get there, you will know how to act when you get there. God, we thank you, Father God, for giving this man of God the instructions to give to us, that we'll be able to now walk in the fullness of who you are. Father, we pray his strength back to him, God. We pray the double portion over his life, God. God, we thank you for pouring, God, hallelujah. God, we thank you for pouring more into him, because the more you pour into him, the more he pours out into the people. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, God, that his flow will never end. My God, his source will never end. Not the source of the world, but your source from him, from you to him, to be able to be in the right place at the right time, God, to connect with the right people, to do what needs to be done. Father God, to be able to have that flow to continue, God, to be followed through the man of God and do all of the things that he do. God, we thank you right now, God. God, that every imp and every devil that's set up and just camping out in it is going to be an attempt to come against them, Father God. God, we pray against their steps right now, that they stumble and fall. God, that they have no power and they have no strength, that they won't be able to come against his life. God, we speak life, God, and life more abundantly over him. God, we pray, my God, we pray over him and his lovely wife and his family, God. God, that they shall live as long as they want and not want as long as they live. God, we thank you, Father, for the floodgates. God, we thank you for the floodgates of heaven being open and the flow, Lord God, continuously coming and falling into their lives, even now, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus our Christ, our Lord and our Savior, do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, 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 and amen.
Bless the Lord.
Please listen. Let the people know. Please let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man. Your social media outlets, where they can catch you to do the classes and all that, man. Let the people know.
Well, we bless the Lord. I thank God once again, Apostle Douglas, for this opportunity. And I'm going to be as all transparent as I can. God gave me a method and a methodology to be a blessing to the kingdom of God and to be a blessing to the people. But it takes an investment in yourself. Well, you can always reach me. I do a Monday morning, 5:30 a.m. Prayer and meditation. God gave me this and instructed me to do this every Monday and Thursday. You can reach out to me on Facebook and send a friend request to Peter Joseph on Facebook. Dr. Peter Joseph, you'll see me here in Houston, Texas. Peter Joseph. We do Monday morning at 5:30 a.m. and Thursday morning at 5:30 a.m. Prayer and meditation. Mondays is for prosperity and declaring prosperity and the wealth of God in our life. Thursdays are for deliverance and decreeing and declaring and casting out and breaking the curses that have been placed in our way. And so that's what we do. We are so excited about this. You can go and see our mini broadcast there. But I have a company that is all around the world, wherever you are, called Tradenology. And I will text you the link and show you. Maybe you can send it out. But I do a class. God gave me a method in which we take $200 and in 90 days turn that $200 into over $1 million. $200. And we teach you and show you how to take that $200 and grow that into over $1 million in 90 days. 90 days to a million. God said, this is a season. He gave me this earlier. He said, just as clear as day, he said, I need you to take this $200. And it was so profound that I went to service just last past Friday night. And that's the very same offering that the preacher said. God said, you need to sow $200. So I knew it wasn't just me talking out of the top of my head. what God had showed me in private, he then came and showed me. But this is not something where you're going to be giving it to church. We want you to be healthy, wealthy, and share this opportunity with people. So my website that you can go to, and I'm trying to get this here so that I can be in accordance with and get out of your way. It's called Tradeknology, right? Tradeknology.com, www.tradeknology, Tradeknology.com. And there you will find our page, and you'll just use the link that says Apostle Peter J., Apostle Peter J., and you can link up. And I teach these classes now. In all transparency, it'll be a total of $329 with the $200 you will invest in it, $129 a month that you will sow into the ministry or sow into the classes. So, but if you're in 90 days, you're over $1 million, I think you would not begrudge me investing in my class. That helps support us. That helps to keep everything going. I'm not trying to get wealthy off of you, but it is our time. Right, and it is something. So that $129 a month, $200 initial investment, that's how we grow it. And this is a kingdom matter. Every pastor, I'm trying to get every pastor and preacher to see this and double your finances for your church and for your members within 90 days. Triple, forget about double, Apostle Douglas. I'm talking about take it to the next level. Over $1 million in 90 days. God showed me the game plan. He showed me the method. I have it down to the T. You know, they say write the vision, make it plain. It's down to the T of how you can do this and share this. So do that for us. Go to Peter Joseph on Facebook is how you'll find us. And we can share more information with you there and get you to where you need to be. And that way you can be a blessing to your ministries, best blessing to your house, blessing as we talked in the Word today, as we talked and shared in the Word, blessing in how we can take our lives and be an example to those that are around us every single day and make sure that we're healthy, wealthy, and saved. That's our decree and declare on today. So God bless you guys. Keep your fasting is my prayer. Thank you so much for this time.
Amen. Amen. Listen, govern yourself accordingly, okay? Govern yourself accordingly. This is a great man of God. I mean, we met through a mutual friend of ours, Bishop Jamarian Williams, which had been on the broadcast before as well. These great men of God, I'm just telling you, I'm personally excited about what God is saying and doing in this hour for me to have to be connected with such great men of power, great men of knowledge and wisdom, to be able to impart into me that I can be able to impart to somebody else. We talked this past Sunday. One of the things we talked about is being careful who you commune with, people who you connect with. The Bible talks about being in sound counsel. You know, you got to be around some folk that got something not just in their life, but got something on their life. And I ain't talking about something like you, something out in the world. I'm talking about that's something that changed you. That's something, that relationship between them and God, that they hear the voice of God and they know that they are walking in the oracles, in the footsteps of God. And I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Apostle. I thank you for coming on and sharing with us, man. I thank you for coming on and being a part of what we're doing here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, Doc, we're going to get together. We have a Freestyle Friday that we do. And with that Freestyle Friday, we do a it's entrepreneurs. And, man, we would love to have you come on. to share your trade knowledge, trade your trade business on how it's done, and do a segment with them, man, to just share with them how they can get in contact with you and what they need to do to get a part of, be a part of that, to get themselves developed and from $200 to over to $1 million in 90 days. That's right there. Let's start right there. Let's talk about that. And we're just excited, man. But we will most definitely be getting with you and talking with you about that to see how we can be a part of that as well. We thank God for you, man. We bless God for you. Tell the woman of God we said hello. And man, we're just excited about having you guys come and part and share and be a part of what we're doing here on the Gospel Radio, on Worldwide Gospel Connection, man. We're just excited, man. So bless you, man. Don't go anywhere. Listen, guys, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. And you guys, remember, that number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak with us. And if you guys have any questions, please go ahead and acknowledge it by pressing 1. And that way we'll know that you guys have a question for us. But listen, Apostle, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you've won again,
that you have won again. Let your power fall. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubt. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it. But oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time.
because you did it for me. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
God knew.
Everybody.
Help is on the way. My God has spoken. I heard him.
let the church say, let the church say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say, amen.
Oh,
let the
whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say, amen. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
No, you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above.
Listen, guys, thank you so much for your continued patriotism to come on the broadcast and to be a part of what we're doing here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so much for that. We appreciate you. Listen, we're at that point of the broadcast where we extend to you the invitation to Christ, as they will call it. We call it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We call it the Overcomers experience, called upon scripture, overcomers prayer. And we want to extend that to you. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Listen, we want to give you that opportunity. We want to share that opportunity with you to just extend to you that chance to walk in the fullness of who God is. No matter where you find yourself in this morning, no matter where you may find yourself in whatever condition you may find yourself in, or just want to know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. The only thing we have to do is learn how to trust in him. You know, you may be in a captive place right now. The enemy may be speaking something in your ear right now at this very moment. And while I'm speaking to you right now, telling you that you're not worthy or you're not worth it, that you cannot come into a place a complete and total deliverance in who you are and where you are in Christ. But I want to tell you this morning that the devil is a liar. He has no power and he has no strength. No matter where you find yourself at, woman of God, no matter where you find yourself at, man of God, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask of him. All you have to do is just trust in him and know that he is able to transform your very situation that you're in and cause life, not just life, but life more abundantly, to fall in your life. So listen, allow us to pray with you on this morning. Allow us to pray with you on this morning. And this prayer is a very simple prayer. We're going to pray. And when I introduce that Romans 10 and 9 scripture one more time, I want you to read. I want you to lift your hands. If you can't lift up your hands, lift up your hearts. Lift up your thinking toward heaven and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, the keeper and the protector of your life. Watch this here. It's a very simple, it's not complex at all. So when I pray, I'm going to reintroduce that scripture. When you lift up your hands, watch this here. You're now a part of the kingdom of Christ. You're now a part of the body of Christ. Now you are heir and a joint heir in the walk in who Christ is in your life. Amen? So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence, Father God. God, just to give your name praise, to give your name glory, to give your name honor, to give your name dominion and power. Father, we thank you for just being gracious, being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to keep your hand of mercy and grace, not just only on us, but Father, keep your hand of mercy and grace in us. God, that we walk not just after you. God, that we walk in you. We walk in the fullness of who you are in us. And we don't take it for granted, God, that you have the power, you have the mercies, and you have the graces to keep us in the place where we are. Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. God, Romans 10 and 9 says to those that are under the sound of our voices this morning, it says that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that you died and was raised from the dead, they shall be saved. Father, I thank you now for touching those that are lifting up their hands and lifting up their hearts right now, that they are now saved. God, we rejoice, God, with those that rejoice, God, because they are now walking in the fullness of who you are and where they are and why they are where they are. God, we magnify, glorify, and edify your mighty and rich name. For it is unto you, God, that you have blessed and kept us and protected us and gave us strength to stand in who we are and whose we are in you. God, and we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. And we thank you for those who have given their life right now to Jesus Christ and allowing him to be their Lord and their Savior. God, that they are able to walk into the place where they need to walk into. In Jesus' mighty and rich name do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, amen. Listen, those of you all that are just giving your life, I want to give you three very important keys to have with you. This is going to be something that you, that and there's a new walk that you're going to be in that you're going to need. And number one is find your church home. Make sure that man or woman of God is preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen to me very carefully. My wife and myself are the pastors of the Abba House International. There are some great pastors that we've had come on to the broadcast. If you're here in the Houston area and you're looking for a church home, we're here every Sunday at the Staybridge Hotel off of North Sam Houston Parkway, and the address is 1910. I'm gonna say that again. It's 1910 Sam Houston Parkway at the Staybridge. We're in the Lone Star Room. Again, that's 1910. Sam Houston Parkway in the Lone Star Room at the Staybridge Hotel. Listen, come and receive your portion. Come and receive your portion. Come to the house and receive your portion. That's what we want you to do. We want you to come to the house and receive your portion at the Abba House International. Listen, also make sure that when you go to that church, you go to the churches, if you decide to go to another church, make sure that that man or woman of God is preaching and teaching. Watch this here, the word of God. And how you do that, watch this here, is you get you a Bible. Get you a really good Bible. Get you one with that king, get you going with the red light in there. That lets you know that Jesus is talking in that part, in that portrait. Get you a really good Bible. Make sure that the man or woman of God is teaching and preaching the word that's supposed to be teached and preached, and get you a church home. Those three very important keys is what we want to leave with you on this morning. Those of you all who would like to sow, you can do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or your PayPal, And those that Cash App, Zelle, and PayPal is simply this. It is Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. And then you also can go, to your Zelle, which is 832-816-7933. Again, I'm sorry, 7997, 832-816-7997. You can go there. You can also go to your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwide GC. That's that's paypal.me/worldwide GC. You can go and share your gift of giving in either one of those places. Thank you again. God bless you. We love you. And we look forward to you guys being a part of what God is doing in the Abba House and in the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We appreciate you. And continue to support and be a part of what God is doing here with us. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We love you. And we will talk to y'all real soon. Bye-bye.
Who is worthy to be praised?